They'd reach up by the end of that old hook, you know, and set that down over there.
So the heat would
come. And that heat, that'd just cook with them coals underneath and around there. That'd just cook in a little bit.
That reminds me, did you grow your own peanuts?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, we always
did. Always call them peanuts, or did you have a different name?
No, we always called them peanuts.
Uh-huh. I thought maybe sometimes in Georgia, maybe your grandfather coming from Georgia might call them goobers or fenders.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've heard them called that, but...
But you always call them peanuts.
Like Lum and Abner, you know, I don't know whether you ever heard them or not, you know, they're meaner boys up here and used to be on radio back several years ago. And Lum, he was telling about going to town with his dad. And he said, we lived about 3 wagon greasings from town. You know, that was something we always had to do when we started the town, was grease that wagon. After us boys got big enough to see about it, we had to grease that wagon now, and that's what he had reference to. Said they lived about 3 wagon greasings from town. And he said they give them a dime apiece, you know, and they went to town and said they hadn't found anything they wanted to spend that for. And said, finally there's an old man standing down there and had a little old cart of a thing there on and glassed in and something in sacks and he had a dime a piece or a nickel or whatever it was, but they had to spend it. And he said, peanuts, he said, 5 cents a sack. Yeah, he said they decided they'd spend that nickel. The dad was about ready to go. So they got it, and they still didn't look at them. They just put them in their pocket and said they got out of town. One of them said, well, let's look at them peanuts and see what they're like. And he said he opened his first. Why, my goodness alive. He said, goobers, and said, we've got a barn full of them. We've got a barn full of them at home.
I see.
Yeah, I've heard them called goobers, you know.
I see.
I used to work with a fella. He used take peanut butter and pour syrup over it, you know. Stir it up. He'd rather have that as any kind of cow butter or any margarine or any of that. And if I was down, we batched a long time together, about a year. And he's always, he called them goobers, and he'd pass the goober butter and say, you know, I can just hear him say it, man. Yeah, we raised our peanuts. And I'll tell you, I know in a way we had a hard time all along, but I wouldn't take anything in the world for the experience.
Well, I can understand that, because it was a wonderful life. It was a hard life, but it was really wonderful.
I just wouldn't take anything in the world, just like I told them about the Depression. Raised my kids was little. I just got 2. They were little during that time, and I'll tell you, we really had a hard go of it. But I tell them, I said, I wouldn't take anything in the world for the experience that we had during that time. I wouldn't. I just wouldn't take anything for it.
People had to rely on themselves. A lot more than we do today. In fact, many of the things you're telling me are really very interesting, because it shows how you had to use your head and really figure things out.
Yes, you had to figure things out, Conley, and you sure did.
I wonder if we could do that today.
Well,
everything's easy.
I don't know. We've got a different setup altogether than what we had then.